From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, mules. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Tuesday, May 27th, 2008. Just like a girl, you're always talking about shoes.
They're mules like the animals.
Oh, those
I don't even
mules.
Like shoes. I'm wearing flip-flops today.
Well.
I know.
You certainly are.
I am.
That's scandalous.
I know, it's so scandalous. But listen, we're talking about mules because you talked about mules, right?
I did. But listen, when I wasn't here, there was a treat in my absence. And I think that just because my presence should not rob you of the song stylings of Simon and Garfunkel. So, hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? Come to watch your flowers growin'. You want me to
segue into
At the Zoo?
Okay. No, stop
at
there.
The zoo.
It's so good to have you back, Mike Pesca.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more sounds of silence. No. But on the show this hour, we ask, who exactly is Puerto Rico? Their primary is Sunday. So as the protracted primary race barrels along, as protracted primary races are bound to do, so does our series looking at who is going to the polls in the primaries.
And that mule reference, well, it's about one ingenious farmer in Tennessee who...
Two
Father farmers, and son.
Yeah.
Wow, who decided, you know,
similar
what,
DNA.
this gas price debacle, these things are too high, we're giving up gas and we're switching to mules. We'll talk with him and his son about why they decided to ditch their tractors for Dolly and Molly.
And what should you do to save the planet? Wired Magazine argues you should cut down trees, buy a used Hummer, and build a nuclear power plant. It's our segment On the Contrary. Actually, I just made that up.
But I like that.
I like it, and I'm going to endorse it. And we'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first. Director Sidney Pollack has died. The Academy Award winner was diagnosed with cancer about 9 months ago and died yesterday afternoon in his home in Los Angeles. He was 73 years old.
Pollack directed some of the most successful films of the 1970s and 80s and directed Hollywood's top actors for more than 30 years. He won Oscars for producing and directing the 1986 epic Out of Africa, starring Meryl Streep and Robert Redford, one of the seven times that Pollack and Redford worked together.
Pollack was adept at all genres and worked with so many different actors. Sally Field and Paul Newman in Absence of Malice, Barbara Streisand in The Way We Were, Jane Fonda in They Shoot Horses, Don't They, Robert Mitchum in The Yakuza, and Tom Cruise in The Firm.
But Pollack may be best known for his 1982 comedy Tootsie, starring Dustin Hoffman. Pollack was nominated for Best Director for that film. He often took small acting roles in his movies as well. And in Tootsie, he played the frustrated agent to Dustin Hoffman's struggling actor.
You played a tomato for 30 seconds. They went a half a day over schedule because you wouldn't sit down.
Yes, it wasn't logical.
You were a tomato! A tomato doesn't have logic!
Great bit.
That's one nutty hospital. Last fall, Pollack co-produced Michael Clayton, which got seven Oscar nominations. In that film, he also played law firm boss Marty Bock opposite George Clooney.
You got something everybody wants. You have a niche. And if it's nostalgia, oh boy, you should have seen me when I was a DA back in Queens. Let me give you a serious piece of advice. Leave it there. God forbid you're not as good as you remember, because I've seen that happen too.
Pollack actually started off as an actor and made the switch to directing in the early 60s after Burt Lancaster told him that was where his true talents lie. In a 2000 interview with NPR, Pollack explained how he directs actors.
The real directing work happens while they're in their own trailers, and I'll go back and forth from one trailer to another trailer and talk to each one alone and not necessarily tell the other one what I've said. It isn't really a trick. It's just... what happens in acting is when two people don't know what's coming next, they become very dependent upon each other. And that's a lot of what good acting is. When you get in a scene with somebody and really listen, because you honestly don't know, like life, what's coming next, the connection is palpable.
Pollack's last screen appearance was in Maid of Honor, a romantic comedy currently in theaters starring Patrick Dempsey. Sidney Pollack is survived by his wife Claire, two daughters, and six grandchildren.
Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.